This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 8th of October, 1953. Its title is Occlusion, Resolve Of. This tape is 58 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape ends abruptly as did the original master recording. Also, due to the quality of the original recording, there are periodic sound distortions.
And this is the afternoon of the 8th of October. And we want to take up here some material. And I'm going to give you a demonstration this afternoon. People have been overly worried about many things in cases. Cases are very, very easy to break. One way or the other. And you mind if I mention this?
No.
In Dianetics, we knew the velocity of a grief charge, and I said even now you can run them out. Doesn't matter, but we knew the velocity of this grief charge. Okay. In Theta Clearing, we are doing a different proposition. It is not grammatical to say this, but most people, the second sentence here is not grammatical. First sentence is, it's not, what are you afraid of? Most people say that. What are you afraid of? They go around looking at each other and say, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? This is like that fighting nothing deal. What are you afraid of? That will never get any place. That is a complete dead end. Because there is no what to be afraid of. It's where are you afraid of? Where are you afraid of? And although that isn't grammatical, scientologically speaking, you would certainly better all hear your grammar. Because the grammar in this case is wrong. It's where are you afraid of? I think we just saw a practical example of this, didn't we? We started out with a person in a situation. Now, all this, as soon as we got in the vicinity of the locale, which was brought up as the happening locale, the locale was awfully occluded. And we worked mainly upon geographical locale and so forth. And I catered to the case a little bit, and thought a bit longer than I should, maybe because I got interested. Auditors never really should be interested, but I happen to be interested. And I'm generally very fascinated with a lot of the data that comes up, and so I sometimes wander around in my auditing. But in this particular case, the solution of the thing was just to blow up Massachusetts and get Massachusetts blowing them up and admire Massachusetts and get it blowing. Not going for any specific thing at all, but I thought we'd unearth a little more data concerning this and get a little more light. But this particular run was interesting because it had a number of occlusion moments. We had an occluded state, and we had occluded this, and we had occluded that. And after we do a certain exercise for a very short time, such as run a concept or run an idea, on something or other, why we would get occlusion. The Satan, although exteriorized very, very well, very certainly, nevertheless, where he was, would get occluded, and then he'd get unoccluded. What did that occlusion unocclude on? What did I tell you to do that unoccluded it every time?
If something was done to me, it occluded it. And then when they...
This is the frailty of asking a preacher what happened.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. I'll just give another example here. Who happens to have some small degree of occlusion at the moment?
Small degree.
Oh, bring a chair up here. Sit down.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Which is the easiest direction to look?
Straight ahead.
Straight ahead is the easiest direction to look. Is it black?
Yep.
Okay. Start having somebody behind you throwing explosions at you. Quite a distance away, enormous distance away. Get the idea of somebody throwing big explosions at you. Continue. Lots of explosions. Somebody throwing explosions at you. doing it?
I'm doing it.
Okay. Get the confidence in my voice. I'm doing it, but...
Well, I was going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I have to keep putting them out there along the way as it gets closer. Not that I care.
Well, we don't want to get closer. Get them out there, Grace.
About 60 miles.
All right, put them out there and keep throwing those big explosions. Use atom bombs if you like, but get a lot of flash.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep them going. Use up the Russian star. Lots of them. Didn't that?
Yeah.
They still come closer to you?
Well, the explosions are always close.
Okay.
And I was having him keep getting closer if I didn't put him back up.
Oh, I see.
It's all right.
Well, get him blowing it up. Blowing you up.
Mm-hmm. Blowing the body up?
Blowing you up is a thetan.
Oh, okay.
Dodge it. You just pretend the body, just pretend now. Body isn't here, and it's you as a thetan are sitting there.
Yeah.
And start getting these explosions heaved at you. Mm-hmm. Lots of them. All right, now start in on two fellows back there, and the other one is using up the U.S. stock of atom bombs. Mm-hmm. The Russian stock and the... Get them blown. Lots of them. Yeah. Let's get some big noisy. They getting better? Explosions about the same as they were? Well, make them a little bit worse. Use some effort on them and make them a little worse. Make them worse. Make your view of them worse.
They don't seem any worse.
They don't seem any worse. Well, then make them better. Put the concussion in, but just a little tiny way.
Yeah,
there
you go.
Good?
A bit.
All right. Just start increasing the concussion with each one. Put tremendous enthusiasm to the bomb.
I mean, it sort of admires itself when it blows up.
Yeah. You can get them a bit bigger, a little further away now.
Farther away?
Mm-hmm. Bigger and further.
Sure.
Get them with a terrific grandeur of violence. Now get each one heaving you up in smoke. Sure.
Sit up on top of it as you go up, smile.
Okay. Get lots of them. I'll get the U.S., Russian, and Martian stock. All going off.
Yeah, that got away from that. I mean, I couldn't go as fast as it did.
Okay.
guess that's still.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of activity in this right field.
No. All right. Let's, you're not interested in that black
field.
No, no,
no, I just thought.
You're not interested in black field at all. Let's just keep them bombs going.
Yes.
Bursting out with enthusiasm. Real enthusiasm going on?
The bombs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the people throwing them with it, get them with enthusiasm.
Yeah.
All right, what are you getting now on your mark?
Well, I just have the bomb come in and break right behind me and a big white flash, kind of greenish white,
mm-hmm.
all directions.
Mm-hmm.
Then another one.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't go much beyond that point, but a big flare.
All right. Now, let's reach for the two back corners of the room.
Yeah.
Get interested in. All right, now let's get a terrific number of these bombs coming in front of you.
Well, I see.
Hmm?
I see that too.
Okay. See how much compression there is in it. Somebody on the other side of the burst getting terrific concussion waves.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay.
That's easy.
I keep coming in there and somebody else getting these terrific concussion waves.
Mm-hmm.
Even getting the sound of it, too.
Yeah, you don't like it.
Hmm?
You don't like it.
You like the sound?
You don't like it.
You forcing them to have the song.
I got it. Don't worry.
Okay. Now Now put bursts on the other side of them.
Oh, no, he don't like that at all. I can see that.
You have to give him bracket.
Mm-hmm. He'd like to be anywhere else. He's just sitting there now waiting for me to quit. Matt.
All right, have him jump up and start dropping him in front of and back of you. Okay, get it, drop it in front of the back of you now, and get this guy doing it.
Get what?
Get that real rage for this guy doing it.
Yeah, he's mad, but I don't care. The way I feel right now, it's going to be a lot madder for you if he gets anywhere with it.
I'm going to insist on you getting the sound now. Suddenly conscious of the noise outside?
Oh, there's a new one, it seems to me.
Now, as this is going on, get how depraved it is of you to enjoy it.
Okay.
Well, get how depraved the other guy thinks it is. Okay, blow him up.
Done.
Okay, let's reach the two back corners a little now. Get interested in it. Now get interested in the non-existence of those two corners. Okay. Now let's open your eyes. Yeah.
So
good. Okay, close your eyes, take a look at your black field. Same field?
Yeah, it's not quite so black.
What's happened?
Well, just before I took hold of the black corner, there's a lot of activity in it. Right now it's kind of quiet.
Is it as black as it was? It feels heavy as well. Okay, now let's get a tremendous number of explosions in front and back of you again. Only this time, let's get a guy out on the right side of you throwing him at you. let's get him throwing a globe of explosions. That is to say, around a certain perimeter, distance from it.
All around
you? Yeah, all around you, above and below.
Individual explosions?
Yeah, but many at once, and it's probably better.
Pretty good sized globe. I got them on about, it's about a 300 foot globe.
Well, I've got it.
Around the edge.
We got a fellow way over on the left side of you.
Yeah.
Complimenting the globe. Throwing a little more into it. One on the right, one on the left.
Both of them working at it.
Yeah. Get them insisting that you watch each explosion. Suddenly concentrate on a spot about 3 miles back of your head. Get the air back there, well exploded.
Sure.
Get the air back there, well exploded.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in the middle. Get the air between you and it badly exploded, terrifically exploded.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be about 3 miles back of your head again.
Maybe.
All right, try not to be 3 miles back of your head. You there? What's happening?
I'm sitting here.
Well, do you move out and go in again? Or no?
Well, I didn't move out, and there's nothing on the, trying not to be, but kind of bounced once or twice the other way.
Which way? Oh.
No, when you just said be 3 miles back, I kind of bounced out and back, quick like.
Mm-hmm. All right. Be about 1,000 miles back here, okay? Straight out. What happened?
Sure.
What happened?
As soon as you said that, I feel kind of
cool
around here.
Okay. Well, now let's get these boys going to work on you again. Going to work on you real good and just blowing the living daylights out of your body.
They don't last long.
Well, keep marking up bodies out about 3 miles out in front of you now and get these boys blowing them up with enthusiasm. Keep marking them up and keep them blowing them up. It's going to be a contest. Who can mark up? You can mark up the bodies faster than they can form them.
Chair, is that what you want?
Hmm?
You want
to mock
them sitting in a chair?
Yeah, put a mock up sitting in a chair out there. Get them blowing up.
Yeah, chair.
As fast as they blow it up, you put an occluded sphere around the head of the mock. To hide it.
Sir?
But keep putting an occluded sphere around the head of the mock.
Yeah.
Get it blowing up.
Thanks.
They're too dangerous.
Thanks.
Now, Elizabeth, putting those bodies out there on a chair.
Yeah.
He's blowing them up.
Every time there's any motion on this body, it makes me laugh.
Any flashes of those explosions?
No.
What are they like?
Could.
All right, let's get the flash. Have you been on all these explosions without the flash?
Oh, not all of them, but I've kind of been forgetting about the flash for a while.
All right, let's get those flashes. Let's get the big flash as the body goes. Body there and have it go up with a big flash.
This auditing demonstration is continued on side two of this cassette.
Okay. Let's contact the two back corners of the room. Just for variation. Contact Union Station in Chicago as one corner, and the Empire State Building is the other corner. What happens as you do that?
I'm not sure where. Just an instant.
Right. That's all right. Pull the Empire State Building up here. I'll pull Union Station up here. I'll put the Empire State Building back. Let's put Union Station back. Blow them both up. Okay, move Montreal up here. Move it back. Move Phoenix up here. Move it back. Thank you.
move Mexico City up here.
Mm-hmm.
Move it back. Mm-hmm. Let's move Earth up here.
Mm-hmm.
Move it back.
Where to?
Have it explode. Have Mexico City explode.
Mm-hmm.
Have Phoenix explode.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have move San Francisco into you.
Mm-hmm.
Have it explode.
Mm-hmm.
Move back.
Mm-hmm.
Move the sun into you.
Okay.
Stop exploding. Started exploding again. Okay. Now move Paris under you. Move it back. Move Earth under you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And after Earth, move a road under you.
Yeah.
Make the road explode.
Mm-hmm.
Get it exploding all over the road.
Sure.
Get the whole road exploding.
Both ways?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get the flash on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now just put flashes way down below you.
Mm-hmm.
Put flashes above you.
Mm-hmm.
On the right side of you.
Mm-hmm. You want to keep them all going?
Mm-hmm. Left side. Get yourself engulfed now in flashes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's take all the two back corners of the room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's be interested in those for a couple of minutes. Babies, one after the other, day. There's a flash. What do you have?
Motion around.
Okay. These babies blow up. Now let's get parents blowing you up because you've blown up babies with a flash.
Mm-hmm.
Get the babies getting up now and blowing you up with flashes. Get everybody ringing around now and blowing you up with flashes. Okay. Now let's reach the two front corners of the room.
Yeah.
Let's draw from them.
Draw from them?
Withdraw.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Now let's have a radio set out in front of you and blow it up. As fast as it blows up, make sure it blows up with a flash. Put another radio set there and have it blow up.
Thank you.
thing?
Yeah.
All right, some little distance from your face now, just start striking matches and watching the flash and get sonic on the explosion of the match as it ignites. Okay, now strike a match and stick it in your right eye while it's still burning.
Mm-hmm. It didn't quite make it. Out before it got in.
All right, let's strike another one and stick it while it's still burning.
Yeah.
Strike another one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Each time, I try and thrust it in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now let's start striking big kitchen matches and stuffing them into the center of your head while they're still burning.
They're all burning.
Okay.
Campfire.
Well, they're all burning now.
Campfire.
Good. Stick a whole box of them in the center of the head and touch the box off.
Mm-hmm. It's quite a flash.
Good fire?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Throw them all away.
Hit the table. I used to catch pretty bad time on the kids were playing the
matches. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I like.
All right, let's shove a huge box of kitchen matches into your mouth.
Yeah.
They're not lit now. Now strike one corner of this huge matchbox and have it all explode in your mouth.
I had to do it twice. I forgot to put this place.
Okay, let's stick another box in.
Mm-hmm.
Have a flash.
Yeah, I get the sniffle.
Yeah? All right, let's get some more boxes of kitchen matches and start stuffing them in your stomach body.
Mm-hmm. Light them up?
Yeah, light them up now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I have way out in front of you out here. Way out in front of you out there. Mark up your body as it's sitting in a chair. Look at it.
Yes, sir.
Mark up the rest of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mark up the outside wall.
Mm-hmm.
Got that? Mark up the window and tree and the building across the street. I'll just be 3 miles back of your head. What happened?
Well, sir, the first thing I did when you said be 3 miles back of my head was think where my head was, and then be 3 miles back of that, or try to, and I wind up here.
No, is that what's troubling you? Well, just mark up your body and blow its head off with a flash.
Yeah.
Mark up your body again, blow its head off with another flash. Blow its head off with another flash. And another one.
Yeah.
Now get the suet and grease and so forth from the fat in the head running down the shoulders after the explosion. Huh?
Okay.
I put the odor of singed flesh in there after each explosion.
Yeah.
Real good?
Hmm?
That real good?
The odor?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a certain moment.
Okay. Take now the body as a whole.
With a head.
Without a head.
Okay.
And bury it.
Yeah.
I mark another body, blow its head off with a flash, and bury it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have your body blow you up as a Thetan and bury you. Again, have your body blow you up as a Thetan and bury you in another grave. Have your body blow you up again as a Thetan, put you yet another grave.
Mm-hmm.
Make the tombstones and so forth, very artistic.
Oh, even tombstones?
Hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah,
right.
What's the matter?
What's artistic about a tombstone?
Oh, we'll have flowers growing all over the grave, and nightingales singing sadly. Now, everybody blow the Thetan up again.
Yeah.
I'll have everybody throw the Thetan now into a pauper's grave. Okay, take 2 minutes of nothing. Okay. Now find the two back corners of the room. Open your eyes. Now, get the feeling out in front of you that you're keeping pre-clears from being reached by noise and flashes. Have another pre-clear. Keep him from being right. Another three. Another three there. I have people wasting pre-clears.
People could have been audited that weren't. Namely you.
Me wasting them too?
No. If people wasting you, they could have audited you and they didn't. They're getting your body and throwing it away. They could have audited it. Now get you wasting creatures. People you could have audited, get their bodies instead of auditing them, throwing them away. I'll put an unsolved pre-clear out in front of you. And put an unsolved pre-clear on as the answer. Unsolved pre-clear out in front of you again. Unsolved pre-clear on you is the answer. Unsolved pre-clear again in front of you. Put them on as the answer. I blow those mock-ups up, each one with a flash. Right? Grab the two back corners of the room. Huh? Okay, look at me. Look at me. And,
With eyes open or closed?
Eyes open. How are you?
Huh? How are you?
Fine. Good. All right. Now let's take a look at the field around you.
Well, there's a lot of... I expect his eyes. I mean, that light over there leaves it after it. And then there's black. Got a little motion over here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's put a marker out there. How about rabbit?
Rabbit. Which side?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
How far out is he?
About 5 or 6 feet.
5 or 6 feet, and I have him eating a green carrot.
Green carrot? Yes, sir.
Okay. I get the sound as he barks down.
I get an idea of it.
Well, I'll have him explode. He's trying to make this up.
Well, I know what it sounds like. Let's put it that way.
Oh, is it easier here now that you're making your explode after it, does it? Doesn't it? All right. Now, let's take a look at it again.
Dolly, did you say your field is alternating?
Alternating?
Field altered any?
Oh, yeah, it alters.
It does always. Does it alter the same way as it did this time?
No, it does each time.
It's sometimes during one run, sometimes a big circle will be bigger or smaller. Sometimes a big green, sort of greenish blob will cross slower or come up this way. This sort of slide around easy time.
Mm-hmm. And but now, as you look out, what do you have?
Well, I got a kind of a purpose spot out of it. It's gone. Varying degrees of blackness.
Is the field still black?
No, it's bluish black, purplish black.
Well, the field is purplish black. Well, mark up Mars. Blow it up. It'll flash. Mark up Mars again. Blow it up. It'll flash. Mark up Mars again. Blow it up with a flash. Once more. Blow it up with a flash. Once more. Have it blow you up with a flash. Have it blow you up with another flash. Have it blow you as a Titan up with another flash. Have it do it again. Okay. Now let's reach out and grab two flags at once in a row. All right. Let's open your eyes now. Let's take a look at your field.
Well, I close my eyes at all. That's after image.
Well, I'm light. I'll just have the light blow up. Okay, now let's take a look at the field. How are you feeling? Improved? Worsened? Oh.
It's not any worse.
Well, no worse than it was.
All right, now it's kind of gray.
Gray. Drifting from gray to black. Is there a consistent and continual change there?
Yep.
All right. Are we running into that?
Sir?
Are we running into that?
It's not consistent, but there's always change.
Always change. Now, how about you have this huge mob of people out in front of you?
Yeah.
And get them looking up and admiring the way you study geography.
You're on below.
God, I wonder if they studied you.
Yeah.
I have a geography in your lap.
Have
it explode. Put another geography in your lap, have it explode with flash. Now, get how very nice it is, this book in front of you, feeling very fond of itself, for moving your mind all over existence. Get this book admiring you very much there in front of you.
Admiring me?
Yeah, for having your mind shifted as you sit still.
Okay.
Have it admire your mind now very much for moving around as it tells you to. I have this big mob of people down below you admiring you for letting your mind be moved all around by a pretty face. You know how happy this makes everybody. You know how happy it makes your parents.
Okay, it makes them happy.
Okay, you get this mob of women down below you admiring you for being able to read. Get them admiring a fellow by the name of Johnny Jones for being able to read. You like that?
It's all right.
Okay. I get them admiring you. Okay, let's put all the markers we've been using last week.
Yep.
Let's take a look at the field around you now. Do you have the same rate of change?
No, it's not changing much.
Hmm?
Not changing much right now.
Not changing very much right now. We have this tremendous mob of women behind you, admiring you for changing your geographical location all the time. I get a huge mob of you looking at Papa, looking up at Papa, admiring him for moving. You get another mob of people looking up at Mama and admiring her for never liking where she is.
Yeah.
Got that?
Yeah.
I got a whole huge stadium full of people cheering you for being a member of your own family and being just like that.
Okay.
So the seat's empty?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, let's put all the mock-ups you've been using in Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the field. You're changing.
No, it's different again. It's different again.
It's different again. Well, all right. But is it doing a click, click, click?
No, it's got a... Let me see. There's two lights go like this.
Do what?
Two kind of lights.
And both explode.
Still there.
Put two more explosions there where they are. Have them there and have two explosions there too. Got that?
Good.
All right, just keep putting explosions there. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's somebody else making you explode by putting explosions in the flash there.
Mm-hmm.
How is that?
Well, they're really sailing now.
Hmm?
They're really sailing now.
Really sailing. Have you had this before?
Similar thing to it. Not quite like this.
This different, huh?
Yes,
yeah. Okay. Now let's get this whole big mob of people down below admiring another preclear for being so terribly difficult. Now let's get a mob of you admiring a mob of preclears for being difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get another mob.
Another mob of me?
Mm-hmm. Now let's get a mob of you and Haskell.
Huh.
A mob of you and Haskell admiring the gentleman from New Orleans.
Got,
got that? We'll get you admiring him. I get a mob of him admiring you for having been cleared by him.
Yeah.
Get him walking off into the sunset, completely clear.
Beautiful image.
Yeah. Now get all your creatures walking off into the sunset, beautifully clear. Get them all cleared on book one.
Yeah.
Get them all cleared on Science of Survival.
Yeah.